Nerdy Legion. Thank you for listening to Comic Talk today. I am Dustin, and I am bringing you your Comic Talk headlines for September 24th, 2019. Now, let's talk about some things happening in the world of television. To start things off, we are talking about Crisis on Infinite Earths, and there's a couple of... So we got the official 100% confirmation Tom Welling's going to be in Crisis. We talked about that in the last episode. Now we have a confirmation that we're going to be seeing Erica Durance, I believe, is Durance, maybe? The lady who played Lois in the Smallville series with Tom Welling is also going to be turning for Crisis on Infinite Earths, and that's kind of cemented the fact that it's going to be the Smallville universe, because while we know Tom Welling is going to be in it, we did not know 100% that it was going to be his version of Superman, or if they were going to put him in, like, the Kingdom Come Superman costume or something along... Well, no, we already know Routh is going to be Kingdom Come. But still, there are a plethora of other Supermen that he could have been, but it seems like he will be officially reprising his role as the Smallville Superman, which is awesome. And then it got fans going, well, what about Lex? Because Michael Rosenbaum's kind of awesome. Well, no. Lex, at least, will not be making an appearance in the Crisis crossover. And it's for a fairly good reason, I feel like. So Rosenbaum took to his Twitter to kind of squash all of the rumors and to put this baby to rest real quick, because it seems like CW was just really stringing him along, like messing with him. They got a hold of him on the day they needed his confirmation, which was kind of strike one, because you don't just come at an actor, hey, I need you to do a thing right now. You gotta give them time to consider it. So that was strike one. Strike two was, we don't have a script for you. We don't even have your section of the story decided yet. So we don't know what you're going to be doing on screen. So there's strike two. Because Rosenbaum is an actor. I mean, he hasn't done huge, amazing things, necessarily. He's done fantastic voice acting stuff, and he was an amazing Lex Luthor. But I think that's about it, and that's not throwing shade. That's just kind of where he is in his career, for whatever reason. And it's a great place to be, just he hasn't done anything, like, super heavy, and I'm birdwalking. So that was strike two. And then strike three was, and we're also not going to pay you very much. Maybe we'll pay you scale. He didn't go into details about the pay. He did say, though, that it was basically nothing, so in actor terms, it was probably more than I make in a year, just saying that, but whatever. Still, I can't fault him, and nor should I, and nor should we as a community fault him for them putting him on the spot, saying he has to make the decision now without seeing a script, without being given time to consider what else he could be doing during that time, anything. It just makes sense that he dropped it. So that I can see where he's coming from on that. But yeah, that's what we've got for Crisis updates. I feel like that's very likely to be the last or one of the last updates for Crisis on Infinite Earths before we see it this December. Next, we're talking about Walker freaking Texas Ranger. Yes, that's right. Walker Texas Ranger is getting a reboot. And the only reason we're talking about it on this show is because friggin' Jared Padalecki has been tapped to play Walker instead of Chuck Norris, which, I don't know, Padalecki's kind of a... I would buy Padalecki as a police officer before I would Chuck Norris, for whatever reason. So that part I feel like they got right, but it's just weird. It's just weird. Supernatural's coming to an end, and yes, I know the whole cast has to find new work, and Padalecki, really, as much as they were making on Supernatural, they don't necessarily have to work again for the rest of their lives, but whatever. Jared Padalecki has been tapped to play Walker, and this is going to be produced by CBS Studios, which, not to be confused with the CBS channel proper, because it might not be on CBS, though CBS is the front runner. Likely CBS or the CW will be the home of this new show. I don't see it going on CW. That doesn't seem to be the direction CW is going. CBS makes a whole lot of sense. And the other thing to note is this is not slated to go streaming yet, because, I mean, by and large, the people who were fans of the original series probably don't stream much TV. It's a stereotype, but it's probably an accurate stereotype. So, interesting update there. Next, we're talking about The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. They have officially wrapped filming for Section 3. Sections are what they're calling their seasons now over at Netflix, apparently. So they've officially wrapped Section 3, filming at least, so we still have a few months worth of production before we get anything as far as an update as to when Season 3, or Section 3, whatever you want to call it, will be airing on Netflix. Though, we did also get an update that they will be going back into filming production for Section 4 as of October 7th. So, the big jump between Season 1 and Season 2, and then definitely between Season 2 and Season 3, doesn't seem to be happening between 3 and 4. So 3 and 4 should be a regular turnaround time instead of this crazy year and a half nonsense, whatever. So exciting news there as well. And then one more piece of Netflix news. We got our first update on Season 2, or Section 2, I don't know. Netflix is so inconsistent with their terminology. We're just going to stick with seasons. How about that? So we got our first update on Season 2 for Lost in Space. Yes, that's right. Finally, we get a little bit of something to we get a little bit of something coming down the pipe from Lost in Space. It has been, I feel like it's been almost 2 years. I would have to double check my dates, but I feel like it's been almost 2 years. The update comes from the actor who plays Will Robinson. He says that they have finished filming for Season 2, and that there will be a lot more development of his character, specifically his character and the robot, which is kind of one of the biggest things that came out of Season 1, though not the biggest thing, because just go watch Season 1. You'll see what I mean. Just kind of the whole thing is a big deal. So check that out. That's what we've got for TV. We're moving next into movie news, and movie news, it's happening in the news as well as in retail. We're starting to get Christmas updates even before Halloween starts. Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds, that's right, you heard me, Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds are going to be doing a musical adaptation of Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol. I kind of like it, actually, as dramatic as I made that sound. I'm not opposed to this idea. I feel like Christmas Carol... I feel like A Christmas Carol is one of those classic stories that can be told a million different ways and still be fresh and still be entertaining and still have something more to add to the conversation if done well. And with Ferrell and Reynolds attached to it, it's gonna be done well. And I feel like we might get another kind of comedic interpretation of it, considering who's involved. Something along the lines of like a Muppets Christmas Carol or something like that. So I can definitely get behind it. I just kind of wish we wouldn't be getting this stuff before Halloween, but whatever. It has to happen, right? Because if they want to do it, it has to be done by the time Christmas comes around. So there we go. Next, we got an interesting rumor surrounding a tweet about the Eternals. Kumail Nanjiani tweeted a picture with some of his Eternals co-stars, as well as Dan Stevens. That name should sound familiar to you because Legion is a thing and is very easily one of the best comic book interpretations on television right now, because yes, please, that show freaking rocks. So he tweeted out a picture where Dan Stevens and other Eternals actors are in the frame. And so rumors have been abounding that we are going to be seeing Legion in the Eternals. Which is an interesting combination, though not in a bad way. So if it happens, you potentially heard it here first. But I don't know if he's going to be Legion, or if he's going to be playing a minor role, or even just a real quick cameo. It doesn't smell too true that he would be that character exists in the MCU. I feel like Legion was a self-contained narrative, and it doesn't have anything to do with the rest of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But that's just me, and we're moving on. Next, we're talking about the Joker, and not the one that's about to come out in just over a week. But Jared Leto's Joker. Jared Leto posted a picture to his Instagram and had no caption aside from a ghost emoji, and his hair was pink, which doesn't lend itself to the Joker, but before he played the Joker the first time, he did a similar thing in that he made a public appearance with pink hair shortly before it went green, so that has lent a lot of fans to say, oh, maybe Jared Leto is going to be reprising his role as Joker, and maybe we will be seeing him in a stinger after the credits scene with the Birds of Prey movie, or something along the... Maybe it'll be... he's gonna be in the Batman, maybe the Suicide Squad. We don't know yet. And my personal take is it's probably not. I feel like this is probably just fans getting a little overzealous, because it's all but been confirmed that Leto is not going to be reprising his role as the Joker. Speaking of the Batman, we got some updates. First, we got that Jeffrey Wright is in talks to play Commissioner Gordon. Jeffrey Wright, for those that don't know, is from Westworld. He's the host who didn't know he was a host. He was Anthony Hopkins' partner in crime, and awesome, freaking amazing actor. This is a time when the racial swapping of characters kind of seems to be an organic thing to do, because you're in a very heavily populated, overly crowded kind of urban area. It makes sense that there would be police officers that were not white. And if you're going with an actor who can pull off a role with this kind of weight, Jeffrey Wright is the dude who's going to do it. Also, dealing with the Batman, we got an update that Jonah Hill is in talks to be a villain for the movie. None of the sources that I found said that he's going to be the main villain, though it is Jonah Hill, so he's got kind of the pull from the name, so maybe he'll be the main villain. We don't know who the main villain for the movie is going to be, because Reeves did just finish the official script not that long ago, so nothing has leaked out there yet. I'm on the fence about Jonah Hill. I love the Jeffrey Wright thing. I am really on the fence about Jonah Hill. It really, really, really depends on which villain he's going to be playing. And we're moving on. Next, we're talking about Superman. And there is a new rumor about Henry Cavill's Superman. As has kind of been said before, Henry Cavill was not 100% out as Superman at all yet. But this new rumor says that because J.J. Abrams and Bad Robot have signed that deal that we talked about in the last episode, they signed that deal with Warner Brothers, Abrams is looking to cast a younger Superman. Because the theory goes that Superman is not supposed to be older than Batman. It's supposed to be kind of the other way around. Batman's supposed to be a few years older than Superman. So, to Abrams, that means, well, if Robert Pattinson is the Batman, then we need somebody who's not Cavill, because Cavill is significantly older than Pattinson. So, I can see that logic kind of makes sense. But Pattinson's Batman is set in a past. It's an older being, years gone by. It's like the 80s or something like that. Or the 90s even. That's when Robert Pattinson's Batman is rumored to be taking place. So it would make sense if Pattinson was the younger version of Batman, and we had an older Batman cast later, or maybe they stick with Ben Affleck, then that still kind of makes sense that Cavill would be the Superman for the current time, unless they're going to go back in time for Superman movies as well. Who knows? It's the DCEU, which actually, with this rumor, it continues to go on about the DCEU that they will be doing a, quote, soft reboot of the DC Extended Universe. What that means is anybody's freaking guess right now, because because there's a million and one things going on over at Warner Brothers that has to do with DC properties. Not the least of which being The Flash, Suicide Squad, just a plenty is going on that still has elements from the previous, if this rumor is to be believed, previous DCEU. So Margot Robbie as Harley, Jai Courtney as Boomerang King, or the Captain Boomerang rather, and I can't remember the dude's name that's gonna be whatever. So we have ties to that previous DCEU. So it would be a soft reboot because some of the characters would be recast. Maybe that's what that means. I don't even know. But that's all we have for that, for anything of the DC stuff, except for an animated movie. We have the official casting announcement for Red Son, and I'm going to go over some of these because they are significant. Returning as Phil Lamar as Jon Stewart, which is freaking awesome. Jason Isaacs as Superman is kind of to be expected. Diedrich Bader is not going to be voicing Batman. He is, though, going to be voicing Lex Luthor, which kind of makes a lot more sense than Rainn Wilson. I'm stoked about that. The other big one in here, and there's plenty. You can check the show notes for a more comprehensive list, but we're just going to go over just a few of these. The bigger one is Roger Craig Smith, who did the voice of Batman in the Arkham Origins game, is coming back as Batman. And Paul Williams, who is kind of a renowned artist in the genre and a musician and so on and so forth, Paul Williams will be coming back, not to be the Penguin like he was in the animated series, but to be Brainiac. That's cool. That's really cool. And that's what we got for movies, guys. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then subscribe to Comic Talk today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or to go deeper into these nerdy bits, plus much more nerdy stuff, you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.